Why you date boys? This is a great topic. So, ladies, why are you constantly coming up against these men that you fall head over heels for that are either bad boys or they're just boys? And they don't know how to lead, they don't know how to be certain. They really want a mummy, not a girlfriend or a wife. Why do you keep attracting these? Because you're probably in your masculine state. You probably went through experiences growing up, either with role models in your life, like your parents, mum, or your dad, or events that happened to you that have pushed you to be in a masculine state a lot of the time. Now, as a woman, you know what I'm talking about. Men, they don't get this so much, but you know if you've been in the masculine state. And if you're in the masculine state, what you're going to attract is a man who's in his feminine state or boy state. And you're going to ring him up and go, "I haven't heard from you for a while." "Yeah, look, I've been really busy. Got a lot of stuff going on right now." Ladies, that is the classic for a boy. Like, he's not ready to commit. In fact, he doesn't know how to commit. Commitment would make him shake his knees together. Like, he is a coward when it comes to commitment. And he doesn't know how to step up. He doesn't know how to lead in the relationship. So when you're getting signs from your guy that he's really not into you, he's not. And it's not about you. It's not that he's not into you. He's just not into relationships. And one of the red flags should be ask him how many relationships he's been through. Like, if he's in his early 30s or late 20s and he's been through like 40 or 50 relationships or even 20, that should be a red flag for you. Like, this is a guy that has not dealt with his childhood wounds. And emotionally, he's still stuck at 18. He's still hanging out with the boys. Yeah, he's happy to see you during the week for a few dates and, a bit of bedroom fun time. But come to the weekends, I know, yeah, he might like a Saturday night date, but rest of the weekend, he's busy. Like, he's doing boy stuff. He's riding around on bikes, doing mountain cross, hanging out with the boys, playing basketball, whatever it is that he's doing. And he loves that. He loves that lifestyle. And ladies, unfortunately, you're also going to see this sometimes, even if you do get married to this boy. He's going to be living a life. He might be married, but he's living a life like he's still a friggin' boy. Now, the solution is not to divorce his ass, okay, if you're married to one of these. The solution is for you to move to your feminine state or queen state and have a real heart-to-heart conversation with him about what you actually need emotionally. Now, he's a guy, a boy. So you're going to have a few of these conversations with him. And they're going to have to be pretty serious conversations about him stepping up and leveling up. And we've had many of these with our clients over the years. And I promise you one thing, as a woman, although you don't want to lead in this situation, if you lead by coming to an event or doing some coaching or relationship mentoring, then he will follow because he does want the relationship. He's just stuck in a mode of being a little boy. He's probably over-mothered by his mum. You can probably see that now if you've been with him for a while, that his mum like dotes on him. And that's reinforcing, this boyness about him. That stuff has to change. Otherwise, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be satisfied in a relationship. You're going to be carrying the emotional burden of it all, the emotional weight and responsibility of it all. And you're going to get tired and you're going to get exhausted from doing this. So, time to go and grab that boy and have a good conversation with him. Now, if you're a man and you recognize you're doing this sort of crap and you want to change it, you know where to come. And, ladies, if you need some assistance to have that conversation, book a discovery call. The link's on the profile. Click that. Click the free discovery call. Be more than happy to help lead that conversation with your boy.